what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Oh, my God. Yes, we do. We fight every day right here with you on the MG Show. Unmute Shady. We need to do that. Let's bring him in right now. My partner in justice, Shady Groove, on February 1st, 20. Pang. Welcome, brother.
We're rolling the dice here. How did my producer do? Am I here? Am I not here? Where did I go?
5-5, five, my brother. 5-5.
Five, five. Boom! We win today on Wednesday. Winning Wednesday.
Hey, guys. Brighteon.tv. We love you very much. We have a special guest tomorrow, Darren Beatty, who actually is a patriot, a former Donald J. Trump speech writer, worked for Matt Gaetz. This is one of his Pulitzer Prizes. Darren J. Beatty was, on behalf of President Biden, I'm writing a request that your resignation of a member of the United States Commission for the Preservation of America's Heritage Abroad. Please submit your resignation to me by the close of business today. He got fired by Joe Biden, and he'll be right here on the MG Show tomorrow, Shady Groove. And then Friday, I will have Roger Stone on the show for Flannel Friday. He's going to go check out to see if he has any flannel. He's going to go check out his storage units and make sure he gets some flannel, because it is Flannel Friday on Friday, Shady.
He better get to the storage unit, because, I mean, you can't abandon the flannel on Flannel Friday.
You can't come on the MG Show on Friday without flannel. It is, even Carrie Lake wore her flannel on Flannel Friday, Shady Groove.
She did.
I hope you guys are loving it. Darren Beatty will be here. We're getting closer and closer to President Donald J. Trump. I, Shady, along with you, invite President Donald J. Trump. We can even come to Mar-a-Lago and interview him, however you want to do it. But we want to interview 45. Press 45 if you want the MG Show to interview President Donald J. Trump. Let's see all those 45s here in a second, Shady. And just so you know, we've got a big lineup coming your way as well. Shady, I'm going to grab that lineup, but we've got some big stuff coming down the MG Show pike, yep. Shady.
Yeah, next week's going to be really fun. You want me to announce anything? Or you want me to wait?
No, it's okay. I just wanted you to say something while I'm picking up the schedule.
But if I foreshadow too much, you'll get mad at me. I don't want to give anything away.
I'm mad at you anyway. I mean, we do this live. All right, so I can't find the schedule. Here it is. So basically, on tomorrow, we've got Darren Beatty. He wrote a book, Shady, called The January 6th Report. We're going to talk all about that. We've got, so 2-2, on 2-7, we've got Christina Bob coming on this show. We're happy about that. On 2-9, we've got Dr. Andrew Huff returning, Shady Groove.
Yep.
How's that?
That's going to be really good.
Yeah, Dr. Andrew Huff will be awesome. On 210, we've got Kathy O'Brien returning to the show. I understand she might have a new book out, but we need to, you know, catch up with Kathy O'Brien. If you don't know her, please look her up. She's an amazing transformation. Look it up. You know, Google her. Amazing. And go follow her on our website. Go check out our website. Then we've got Edward Dowd, Thursday, 216 Shady Groove. Edward Dowd wrote a book called Sudden Death. Die Suddenly. I mean, you know, wow. I think we've got a pretty good lineup. So we've got all that coming your way on the MG Show. We couldn't do this without you.
We absolutely could not do this without you, and we couldn't be here without all of you, and we very much appreciate every one of you. And these people that are coming on the MG Show are just, you know, the first month of February is fire on the MG Show. You guys wonder your hats out there. And were you prompting me for the commercial?
Moi? No.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are we sponsored by Lucifizer?
No.
Who are we sponsored by?
We are sponsored by these wonderful folks out here that come to the show every day that support our great sponsors here on the MG Show.
That's right. And without any further ado, roll that beautiful boom footage. We'll get it out of the way. We got a big show for you coming up. Stay tuned.
Let's go.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there, and none of them worked. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented pill adjusts your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position. So you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million My Pillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get my standard My Pillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my premium queen for only $27.98, or my premium king only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
The truth is learned, never told, right here on the MG Show. And we are sponsored by you, the most red-pilled audience on the globe or on the interwebs, everywhere. 800-873-0478. 1-800-873-0478 is the number to call for MyPillow.com. Or you go to MyPillow.com, use code MG Show anywhere on the site, or go to our landing page, www.MyPillow.com/MG Show. Shady Group.
Yeah, let's not forget that also on the MyPillow website, you can go to My Store. If you're on the website, look up in the top right corner, you'll see My Store. And Mike Lindell also has a bunch of great Patriots there that he allows to be on the site. And the promo code will work with those products as well. So it isn't all just pillows. But thank you guys very much. Thank you to Mike Lindell and to the most red-pilled audience on Earth, which is who we speak to here every single day.
Her day right here on the MG Show. And, you know, Shady, we got Zinfa $1. That's his piece for the wood chip pile. Wood shavings make a wood pile, my friend. We've got Sandy Star White with her big boy panties on with a smiley face. $2 rumble rent. Thank you. We've got Atomic Bomb. Where we go, one we go all. Hey, guys, from the Space Coast, Florida. If I see Elon, nice. I'll tell you to set you free, Jeffrey. That, oh, my God, that would be epic. At In The Matrix with three X's on Twitter is still in Twitter jail. Got Nicole Tarnia M2. What day is it? Holla for hump day, says Nicole Tarnia M2. It is hump day. Mike. And we're not talking about Michelle Obama or Mika. So Mike.
What day is it?
Hump day. Right on. And today we've got Gemcom's Shady Groove at 7 p.m. Eastern time right here on rumble.com/MG Show. And queued up is not Shady. And Shady is not queued up. Queued up is queued up. And Shady is Shady.
That is true.
Everybody thinks you're queued up. Very interesting news, Shady. A lot of Ron DeSanctimonious stuff happening right here on Truth Social. If you're not on Truth Social, please join truthsocial.com. Sign up. Get on there, guys. If you're not on it, you need to see what your president of the United States is talking about. But we'll cover it here, too, for you. At In The Matrix with three X's, at Shady Groove with three O's. Follow that. At MG Show. At Wet Yeti, who's our producer guy. It's always Yeti's fault. If anything ever happens, it's always Yeti's fault. Just always remember that. We love him, but it's always his fault. And
he has bad producer jokes.
He does. Oh my God. Look at him. He's like, what? He just muted Shady.
He's shaking his head at me.
He just muted Shady, I bet. All right. So yesterday, Shady, this happened. We played this on our show. Wow.
I think somebody who's different. I think you see that I've been recognized nationally as being somebody who would be different, who would be a leader, who could be somebody like a Paul Ryan very quickly.
Yeah. Paul Ryan. Wouldn't that be great if my governor became a Paul Ryan, who's screwing up Fox News, who's a rhino, who's part of that club, the no growth club, guys, with, you know, who is that? Who's that? Carl Rove, you know, what's the other guy's name? The guy with that looks like a seal with the beard.
Bolton.
Yeah, all those guys. A mustachio. So we played that. Pretty interesting because that was at 7:31. If you go to the posts, right, it says coincidences. You know, it's very interesting, you know, how we get comms. You know, perhaps we're on the same page. I don't know. It's a coincidence. 7:31. Let's do 19. Go ahead, Jay.
It was very interesting that that video was in the thread that we played for you guys yesterday. We went through that whole thread, and you know, that video that you saw there of him talking about Paul Ryan wasn't something that was actually anywhere that anyone was talking about until we played it yesterday. And very interesting that Donald Trump happened to repost that last night.
And you guys, thanks to you guys too. So thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And you know, it could be a coincidence. I don't know, guys, but Donald Trump is going hard on Ron DeSantis, guys. Let's go ahead and cover that right now because it's very important that we understand it, folks. Ron DeSantis is a great governor, and that's about as far as it goes right now, Shady.
Yep. That is absolutely as far as it goes right now.
Yeah. Actually, there's a bunch of videos here. All right, there's a bunch of videos here that I missed. This is the fake news media like CNN, MSDNC, which is sometimes referred to as the fake NBC, the Washington Compost, which is sometimes referred to as the Washington Post, and the failing New York Times are all doing really, really badly. The future of fake news looks bleak, and that's a positive thing.
The fake news media like CNN, MSDNC, which is sometimes referred to as MSNBC, the Washington Compost, which is sometimes referred to as the Washington Post, and the failing New York Times are doing really, really badly and closing up shop all over the place. CNN is shuttering its longtime headquarters building, and the money-losing Washington Post is being peddled all over to see whether or not somebody wants to buy it. In the meantime, they're firing massive numbers of people. Not reporting with credibility has its consequences. The future of the fake news looks bleak, and that's a positive thing. But beware the Marxists and communists, which are well represented in our government. Many of them got there by fake news, so we have to stop it. We have to get back to normal. Thank you.
Let's get back to normal and subscribe to the MG Show right here on Twitter, Brighteon.tv. You can watch our first hour there as well. You know, our ratings are actually growing, which is awesome. Thanks to you guys sharing this show out. Rumble.com/MG Show is where you can see our faces for radio. And also, we've got Red State Talk Radio. If you're on the fly, on the drive, you know, just say tune in to Red State Talk Radio with your spy device. Shady, they are failing and we're growing. Like, people in this movement are, you know, we are the news now. The Anons in this movement that have podcasts are all growing. You know, I think we're taking over, Shady.
Well, I think that the only group of people over the last 5 years who were right were your friendly conspiracy theorists who were trying to warn everybody what was going on. Meanwhile, you know, everybody's sitting around acting like, you know, we're wearing our tinfoil hat. I saw that a Patriot stunt pilot there made a great comment. Ron is great because Trump forced him to be. And that is exactly the point. Donald Trump forced Ron DeSantis to be the Ron DeSantis that you know right now. Before Donald Trump endorsed him, Ron DeSantis was a bit of a swamp creature in Congress, and he pivoted there after he won in Florida, and he's doing a great job. I'll give you that. He's doing a great job, but that comment was very well taken because he is great because Trump forced him to be.
And he forced many people to be great, even Ladybug Lindsey Graham. He forced the peace in the Middle East because people were afraid of him, guys. Even Mitch McConnell was doing great. But when Trump was in office, you know, I know that there were some back end things that are going on. No pun intended, Ladybug, Lindsey Graham. But, you know, and as soon as he's out, as soon as he's gone, boom, deep state all over again. And JGT58 says a fact is a fact, whether we like it or not. That's the truth right there. It's a $5 Rumble rant. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. The Washington Post layoffs. Let's hear Donald Trump talk about that. Nobody is buying fake news, guys.
I recently read an interesting headline in the paper that said, quote, the Washington Compost, which is the Washington Post, hit with Biden-era layoffs as subscriptions plummet, end of quote. If they'd cover the news fairly, accurately, with a passion for our country, this wouldn't be happening to the Washington Post. People don't want fake news. Thank you very much.
They don't want fake news, guys. People are sick of it. And we're going to go over a lot of what's happening today in the fake news. There's a lot going on. But after many years, Shady Groove, the president also talks about Communist News Network, or CNN. Check it out. Here he comes right here.
After many years, CNN is closing their Atlanta headquarters. It's very simple. No ratings equal no money. They got no money because they have no ratings. That's what fake news gets you. People are wise to it. Likewise, speaking of fake news, MSDNC, sometimes referred to as MSNBC, is in very big ratings trouble. And be careful, Fox News. Don't go that way. They've got failed politician Paul Ryan and Rhino Karl Rove, a total loser, running things. Please be careful, Fox News.
Wow. That's big. That's big right there, Shady Groove. And he's absolutely right. Paul Ryan is a failed Speaker of the House. He resigned, you know, and Ron DeSantis wants to be like him, right? It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Who wants to be a failed politician? Not me. This is another one, Shady. This is rapid fire, Shady. Here's another one from Donald J. Trump.
Bring it. The fake news says I'm not campaigning very hard. I say they are stupid and corrupt. Because the election's a long ways away, almost 2 years. The beauty is 2 years is not so long anymore when you think of four. Too bad it couldn't have happened a lot sooner, isn't it? But do not fear. Many giant rallies and other events are coming up very soon. It will all be wild and exciting. We're going to bring our country back. We will save our country from doom and make America great again. And you are going to be the biggest part of it. Thank you very much.
Boom. You, the people, are going to be the biggest part of making America great again.
And whenever he says that we're going to save the country from doom, he means the doom and gloomers, that type of mentality that has kind of taken over the whole conversation in America, pretty much left or right, is contaminated with it. We've got to get back to making America great, which means like we're talking about America as if it were great, what we're going to do, not what is necessarily wrong. We can talk about what's wrong, but we should overarchingly be talking about where the country is going and how to make the problems better.
That's right. And you know, what happens if Biden became POTUS, knowing he, through one, took massive amounts of bribe to change the look, to change, look the other way kind of things, U.S. policy, right, towards Ukraine, in favor of Ukraine. Would Ukraine own and control the White House? Looks like we're seeing that right now. And Shady, this is another thing from Donald J.
Good
Trump.
To have you in today. Good to meet you as well.
Yes. I would say this as it relates to Ukraine and what we're doing here is that the American people aren't, I mean, it's billions of dollars now. John, if we really want to end this war, you want to end this war, Joe Biden, you need to call Donald Trump. Donald Trump will call Vladimir Putin and end this war. Yep. We must stop this war, and Donald Trump can do it. He never went into Ukraine under Donald Trump in his 4 years.
I predict that's a phone call that will not happen.
Well, Donald Trump will fix it when he's inaugurated as the 47th.
See what happens, Congressman.
Let's see
we'll
what
be
happens.
Watching it for the next 2 years.
Yeah, let's see what happens. How about, oh my God, you're right. Let's now talk about him, Fox News. Let's now get this guy elected. Let's stop covering up with the crimes, guys. Our weapons stockpile is empty because of Ukraine. It was drained by the Ukraine war. Our weapons, first of all, Afghanistan, Shady, gone, 50-plus billion.
80.
And then 80, see? My God. And now this, what is going on? America first? Mm-hmm. When is Ukraine going to be nominated as a state, Shady?
Yeah, when are we going to, like, you know, put the news aside and realize that all of these different stories that we're talking about right now are all connected? When are we going to recognize that the stuff that's going on in Ukraine is connected to the stuff that is going on in the classified documents? When are we going to actually see some of these documents? At this point, this is absolutely ridiculous. They're raiding or searching his Rohoboth Beach mansion today, and still, again, no information whatsoever, even to Congress. From what I'm understanding, the Gang of Eight in Congress, they're not getting any intelligence on this. No one knows what these documents are, and for the most transparent administration ever in history, as they claim to be, they sure are locking things down and pretending like nothing's happening.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, let's continue with this too. I mean, Shady, we're gonna kind of tie this all together as well. This is remember, I was 233-20 in the midterms, and I got 1.2 million votes more than Ron DeSanctimonious in the great state of Florida. Also, 12 million more votes in 2020 than in 2016, and won. Then Biden is saying that climate change is a bigger threat to humanity than nuclear war. We're going to have a real problem, says him. What does Donald Trump says? He says wrong and not even close. Nuclear war is the biggest threat. I mean, could you imagine what nuclear weapons would do to your little climate crisis?
Well, it would. Well, let's be honest. Let's be honest for just a second. You know, the nuclear war would create a climate crisis. Let's, you know, I mean, that
you want
to almost like you're trying.
You want to talk about climate change, boy, I tell you.
Nuclear war.
This is it. So National Review, Donald J. Trump put this out. Alvin Bragg goes full Captain Ahab on Trump. The Manhattan DA seems to hope that Stormy Daniels will be the means to finally sink Trump. Dude, they tried all this already. It's like we're playing the movie backwards again. You know, I mean, all these things are coming back up. I previously
Groundhog
described
Day
Trump
tomorrow.
April Fool's. And Groundhog. I previously described Trump as Cy Vance's white whale. While it's hard to get progressive prosecutors to mobilize against the varieties of crime that have made one party Democrat controlled big blue cities increasingly unlivable, especially violent crime, gang crime, and subway crime. These categories are not mutually exclusive. Vance spared no expense in his request to nail Trump on penny ante nonsense, including hush money payments to a porn star that almost certainly did not violate federal campaign finance laws, which is why federal prosecutors dropped their Trump probe to begin with. And all those as those federal laws are not a basis for state prosecution, the DA has had to develop even more tenuous theories of criminal liability. What Vance is really hoping was that Trump tax returns and other financial records that became a media Democrat obsession would be the motherlode of fraud. When he finally got his hands on them after a few years and two trips to the Supreme Court, the disappointment was palpable. Not long afterward, Vance gave way to Bragg, who dropped the case. It seems boneheaded to reopen this sordid business. Put aside that the Trump matter is trivial compared to the surging violent crime in the Big Apple, which, to the increasing anger of New Yorkers, Vance's successor, Alvin Bragg, is quite lax in prosecuting. Assuming that fraud is the theory of the new old case, that the statute of limitations in New York law is 6 years, the DA's office previously determined that its theory of criminal liability under New York law would not hold up. Reasoning that could be discoverable by the defense if Trump were charged. Moreover, the case would rely on information from A. Cohen, a witness who, with so much baggage that federal prosecutors who decided not to pursue a campaign finance case against Trump refused to give him a cooperation agreement, which is why Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to several felonies. And B. Clifford, who later unsuccessfully sued Trump for defamation and thus owes him about $300,000 in legal fees.
We got him.
We got him. So, Shady, this is another one that Donald J. Trump put out. Manhattan prosecutors target Trump with an iffy bank shot. Quote, the statute of limitations on charging someone for violating campaign finance law, is 5 years, meaning we're past that point at which Trump might face criminal sanction. Based on what we know now, it's not clear what the state law violation would be, election law attorney Aaron Foldenauer told the Washington Post in a phone call Tuesday. This is a bank shot on top of bank shot, Shady.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
War face.
Pretty interesting. Yes, the war face is there. Shady Groove, this is it. So thank you, Governor McMaster. This was 3 days ago. Senator Graham, Congressman Joe Wilson, William Timmons, Russell Fry, and he's got a video. Let's check it out.
Thank you very much to Governor Henry McMaster, a great guy, great man, incredible family, Peggy, wonderful wife, Senator Lindsey Graham, who fought very hard, Congressman Joe Wilson, William Timmons, Russell Fry, and the rest of our fantastic leadership team in South Carolina. We have a tremendous support system, and together we will once again win the great first in the South primary. It's first in the South, and we're going to keep it that way. This is just the beginning of Make America Great Again. South Carolina is a fantastic state. I won it twice. We're going to win it bigger than ever this time, and I want to thank everybody for their support. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You're welcome very much, President Trump. This is it too. Okay, so we're back to this Alvin Bragg guy, Shady. When Soros-backed Alvin Bragg attained the office of Manhattan District Attorney, he received great praise from large circles of people for dropping some of the most ridiculous witch hunt type cases ever looked at by that office. Now, some radical left crazies, coupled with ratings crushed and failing fake news, are trying to get him to go to prosecutorial misconduct route and take on certain very weak cases, which are dead anyway, based on the statute of limitation, fight violent crime, not Donald J. Trump, who wants to save your country. I mean, it's starting to be, people are starting to see this. At least I hope so, Shady.
It's seeping into their minds only because of the people that remember what their city was like 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, I know that the cities weren't great 3 or 4 years ago, but they weren't what they are right now. And what you're seeing is this massive escalation in crime. It doesn't matter if you're talking about murders. It doesn't matter if you're talking about robberies. It doesn't matter if you're talking about carjackings or trafficking or prostitution. Every single one of these categories has escalated in almost every single Democrat-run city around America. They're essentially attempting to create a prison for you where, you know, you're too broke to leave and you don't have a choice but to stay within, you know, there and then charge you to pay taxes. Matter of fact, California, Jeff, just announced that if you leave California, they're going to keep charging you taxes for the rest of your life. So the world has gone a little bit nuts.
Might as well. Here's another one, Shady. Wow, ratings on my former friend's show, Morning Joe, with his calm, steady, and lovely wife, Mike, have really gone down the drain. I know them both very well. They'll probably be back. It's only a question of, is it too late? Mike.
Don't be like Mike.
Don't be like Mike. Shady Groove, this is another one. It's an incredible and very beautiful thing to watch. After all these years, the purveyors of fake news are being crushed in the ratings. Be careful, Fox News. Your numbers are way down also, heading in the wrong direction. You don't want to be another fake news CNN or MSDNC. They're finished, sorry to say, but the only thing that can save them is the Trump presidency. I told them that long ago, but they just wouldn't listen.
Yeah. And they don't listen, you know, especially with the Fox News thing. As a matter of fact, we got Mr. Huff that's going to be coming back in here next week. Well, Hannity had him on, and you didn't get anything out of him for his interview with Hannity. Not even a little bit. Hannity was constantly interrupting him, acting like he didn't have resources for his information. You know, it's like that's how they gatekeep over there. They pretend like they're on your side. But whenever it comes to somebody sharing information about election integrity or what happened in Arizona or, you know, some of this bio lab or Ukraine stuff, they go crickets quick.
Shady, Mikey Mayorano came in. Hey, now, what's up? We can start the show now. We're ready.
Mikey's here.
We got to get a nice shred on that bass from him. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Where's our soundbite?
This is another one right here, Shady. Our southern border death machine is 20 times worse today than at any time in the history of our country, and it is only getting worse. Just 2 years ago, we were gold, the best in the U.S. Sad. Wow. That's interesting, huh, Shady?
Mm-hmm. Trolling. We do a little trolling. The way that he is talking to them is the way that you would talk to them if you had your say. That's how you know that the people are going to get behind Donald Trump. And just by the way, just as a little precursor, real quick, recognize the way that things change. I want you to pay attention to the run up between now and a year from now to the primary and how Trump uses all these people. You have to pay very close attention. Everything is about optics. He utilizes these people and their positions and wherever they're at to support him. Once he gets that Republican nomination next year, it is going to be all bets are off. Doesn't matter who supported him. Doesn't matter who got him there. He's going to go straight to the people and he's going to look right at the problem. He's going to say, you see this problem right here? These people right here are the problem. He doesn't care. He's not going to care if they're rhinos. He's not going to care if they helped get him elected. He's not going to care if they've been in Washington for 50 years or 4 years. He's going to call this stuff straight out. This is what this whole thing has been about. Is setting the stage for us to expose the national and global corruption.
And here we go. We got a good bass riff. Ready? Ready, Shady? Infectious Shady Groove is in the house. I love it. Anyways, we can have fun with that. that's Infectious Grooves, a combo of a bunch of different bands coming together, and the bass. This is amazing. Love that shredding of the bass right there, Shady Groove. So this is it. Here we go. So we're going. This is President Donald J. Trump retruthed this or said this. Thank you. The real Ron is a rhino globalist who closed quickly down Florida and even its beaches. Loved the vaccines and wasted big money on testing. How quickly people forget. And this is Deuces 222, who we follow and we follow each other, pointed this out right here, 2024 National Republican primary, and said President Trump will destroy DeSantis in the primary And there's the graphic right there. DeSantis 30%, Trump 51%, guys. You take this guy out, he is hurting the vote. He's diluting the vote against Trump. We know that Ron DeSantis hasn't announced his run for presidency, but if the old guard gets their way, they will put Ron DeSantis in the way, Shady.
You're good luck with that. I'm to be honest, Jeff, I think a little bit of this is trying to embarrass him into not getting into the primary, trying to push him back away from it, because like you said, it would be good for the country to have the discussion between the current conservative party and the neocons in a run-up to a primary, but I'm not sure that that's necessary. You know, I'm not sure that we even need that conversation. I would like it, but I don't know that the country needs it to understand, you know, we got so many problems right now, going back to like hash out old problems coming forward from that time may not be necessary to get us elected to the primary, you know? I mean, but I think DeSantis is going to have a hard decision to make. His wife is going to be pushing him out the front door to get in the primary. He's like, wait a minute. But Trump, look, nobody lasts in the wake of Trump. There's not one out there, not one example who
survived. Absolutely. Here's another one, Shady, about Saatchi 45 says, why would anyone support anyone Paul Ryan supports? That should tell you everything you need to know. I agree. Paul Ryan is a major loser who is now setting out to destroy Fox News, and it's happening. And then this is a Donald Trump retruth. DeSantis voted in 2023, 2014, and 2015 on three non-binding resolutions that called for the raising of retirement to the age of 70 and reducing benefits for millions of earners. Donald Trump said, totally agree, 100%. People need to do their research. DeSantis is a fake and globalist. That's a new meme. You need to go back and look at his history. You will change your mind. There's a tour. Your mind. He is a rhino, paid opposition to keep Trump from saving America. A vote for DeSantis is a vote for the establishment. Donald J. Trump retruthed that. Donald J. Trump also retruthed do unto others right here, saying he's a globalist, dude. Don't be fooled. He supports Ukraine and criticized Trump on his foreign policy. Trump kept everyone in check and didn't start any wars. Well, he did rage a war against the deep state, but that's a good thing. Dems have nobody that can stop Trump, so they are using Ron. Totally agree 100% right here. Trump 2024, he retruth that. Donald Trump then retruth this. Then they will have to figure out how to fight 80 million plus. It's not going to happen again. People my age and the old will physically fight for him this time. What we got to lose? I'll donate the rest of my time here on this planet to do it. And I know many, many others who feel the same. They got my six and we are locked and loaded. Donald Trump. And then it said this, no way DeSantis, check out who is supporting him. Not pretty. He also retruthed this. DeSantis has never been America first. He's faking it, trying to build his conservative credentials until he is elected president. Jeb Bush, Karl Rove, Paul Ryan, they're all hiding in the background, pushing him. Governor is as far as he goes. And that's exactly what we've said right now. Right now, the governor is as far as he goes. Trump 2024. Press 45 if you guys agree with that. Let me see all those 45s, Shady. And then we've got Bob Woodward scolds media colleagues for Trump Russia coverage, says American public was cheated. And that's true. And then we've got this. They're talking about Trump goes all American and new Truth Social profile. There it is. Look at that profile pic. War paint. And queued up tonight might point this out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3. Or 9/11. Yeah, very interesting, right, guys? Interesting symbolism. We love you, President Donald J. Trump. War face. Let me see your war face, everybody. Let me see it. Roar. Roar. There it is. Yeah, there's no other right now, Shady Groove.
No, there isn't. And as a matter of fact, if Ron DeSantis were to get into the race, then his productivity in Florida would deteriorate. Whenever you're focused like on a presidential campaign, everything else falls to the wayside. He's been doing a great job down there in Florida, but I think that he's been doing a great job down there in Florida for the wrong reason. Okay. and think about that. You know, it's like we're as people, men of God, we're, you know, choosing to do the right thing. We want to do the right thing for the right reason with the right intention. If Ron DeSantis is doing the right things with the wrong intention, it's going to wind him up in trouble. And I fear that that's what he's doing. And I think that that's the reason Donald Trump is being so aggressive right now to get his message out past the breaker. To like, look, you know, you guys can continue with this at Fox News all you want and the fake news, but it's not going to work. You might as well stop now, get your ducks in a row and realize that it's America first and get on the train with the rest of us. Or you're going to be left in the dirt with CNN and MSNBC is essentially what he's telling them.
Absolutely. And let's, let's just kind of look at, see what's going on. You know, you've got the Trump documents, Mar-a-Lago. You've got Biden documents at three places now. They're raiding his Bohoth or whatever the heck it is home. You've got, you know, the war in Ukraine. You've got, so Trump, Biden documents, Pence documents, Air Force captain or high ranking officer documents classified. What's going on, Ukraine, biolabs, all of that, you know, the news distorts everything. They never give you the full picture, Shady. You know, we need to actually take a look and disregard their narrative points and look at what we actually see happening right now. You know, we see a lot. All these events are linked. There's no doubt about that these events are linked. Is the FBI covering up? Did they get what Trump had on, you know, in Mar-a-Lago on Biden to cover it up? You know, we still probably have copies. We have it all. Are they trying to cover up Biden's documents to cover it up? Remember in Ukraine, Shady? They burned the documents about Metabiota and the biolabs and all that stuff there. So it's becoming very interesting, folks. Let's take a look at this. This is around the first day of the war. Check it out. This is today.
We're back at 7:30 with the sights and sounds of war, something unfathomable.
So let's go to 107.
The military 107. Intelligence.
Look at, there it is.
Which is just,
remember that?
4 miles from.
So really, I don't care what these people are saying. These are the documents that they had on Biden, possibly, or are these the documents that they need to hide? This was one of the first days. Look at them throwing stuff on there, Shady. They're burning evidence.
We are now hearing that Russian helicopters are assaulting the airport.
Pretty interesting.
It is interesting. And Russia, has some pretty interesting things to say. And I think the point that you were trying to make is that the news is compartmentalizing all of these different stories and trying to make different story. This is a 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 different story.
Yeah.
Whether it be Ukraine, biolabs, war, Biden documents, Hunter Biden, Burisma, all of these things that tie together, Kazakhstan, all this stuff that ties together. They're trying to make it seem like they're individual little news stories, but in all reality, they're all the same news story. Get Trump. Make America globalist. Get Trump, make America globalist. Like that is their game. That is what they're playing. That is what their aim for their achievement would be. And the news is doing the bidding of them by compartmentalizing it all out like this instead of explaining how it's connected.
Exactly right. I mean, that's what's happening, guys. We're seeing it. All of these events are connected. They're all linked together. It's all one big spider web. And they've done that for millions of years. Well, I don't want to say millions, for, you know, tens of decades, right? Or more.
Eons.
Eons. So, you know, basically, you know, that's what kind of Q helped me with, is to understand the dots. You know, Q uses the fake news stories to paint the picture, to help you connect those dots, to see how everything is interrelated, Shady. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what you did. And, you know, what's happening in the movement is our discernment is way off skew. I mean, everybody's discernment is so messed up right now. And people don't know who to trust. People don't know to trust themselves. People don't know to look at stuff themselves. They still need to be told. That's what the Mockingbird media conditioned you to do. Shake that conditioning. The truth is learned, never told. You need to get your shovel out and dig. I mean, that's really what we got to do, guys. We've got to figure it out ourselves. You know, who do you, you know, should I follow this guy? If you're asking me if I should follow that guy, you already have a question about following that guy. You know what I mean? You're already questioning it. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And it's well said. and also, you know, who the enemy is, who are they painting as the enemy? They've been painting Russia as your enemy for like 100 years. But whenever you go back and you study the beginnings of America and the role that Russia played and the idea that Russia is one of the, is the largest Christian nation on earth, and what they've actually done in the past and how the deep state upended Russia in the early 1900s. Well, you could really make the argument that Russia isn't against America at all. You know, Russia is against the globalists, but in all reality, is Russia against the ideals of America? Or is that a big, gnarly, deep state lie that has been perpetuated on you for decades, and mainly so that they could cover up what they did to Kennedy? You know, so all of these different things are narratives. The Cold War, all that stuff, it wasn't real. It was an intelligence op, an info op against the people.
That's right. You know, and this is a truth by the authority. Pretty interesting. He sums it up pretty well here. Real Donald Trump is easily in the top five most famous and influential individuals to walk the face of the earth in the last 100 years. Ron DeSantis does not even make the top 10K list. The MSM has lost it if they think Americans will buy into this narrative. Well said. But they are buying into it. And that's why, you know, you need to understand what Donald J. Trump is saying on Truth Social. If you don't have an account, get one. Follow your president. Or, you know, our show is all about Donald J. Trump here right on the MG show. So we will take it to you as well and bring it to you. But, you know, we need to listen to our president. You know, we need to understand what's happening. And, you know, we've got the FBI search underway at a second Biden home in Delaware. And look at CNN. They're all smiles. They're reporting it right now. Look at how they're happy. FBI search underway at second Biden home in Delaware. Look at him. Look at him.
Wow.
If a picture is worth a thousand words right there, Shady Groove. They're like,
oh, it says a lot, doesn't it? It really does. Like, oh. We're in trouble.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, here we are. I don't know. I don't see what you did there.
But he's got mean tweets, Shady. We can't have
he
that.
He does.
Tweets mean things, man.
Yeah.
Hey!
17 if you would love $1.87 gas in a mean tweet. Let's hear that right now. Let's see all those 17s. I'm going to go 17 it right now. I want $1.87 gas, and I want
mean tweets, baby. All the way home.
Elon Musk wants mean tweets, too.
He does. That would help his platform an awful lot.
It really would.
You know, and, you know, we're looking at all that. So that's that. So FBI is searching the Rehoboth home in Delaware in the classified document probe. You know, we've got, you know, this is from Mickums today. This is Koch brothers, Soros, Koch, Soros, Rockefeller operatives host a secret meeting to plot the Iran nuke deal revival. And by the way, look at all those 17s. Look at them all. Look at them all. They're awesome.
Boom. They be scrolling.
We want
mean tweets.
We want
mean tweets.
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you want?
Mean tweets.
When do you want them?
Now.
How you going to get them?
Trump. 2024, baby.
That's right. 2024.
Yeah, oh, my God. I love it. Oh, my gosh. All right. So we got that. There's a lot happening right here. What time is it? It's 12:53 right here on the East Coast. Thank you for wherever you are. If you're watching now, thank you very much. But you can watch later, rumble.com/MG show. Brighteon coming your way with a great lineup of Patriots. But if you want to continue with us for the next 5 minutes, and then we take a 5 minute cafefe and popcorn break, and we come back at 1:05 at rumble.com/MG show. And as always, redstatetalkradio.com, Shady.
Yeah, really, this whole conversation that you guys are having, I know that there's been a lot of frustration and a lot of ill will and a lot of intense emotion that has gone on over the last 2 years. Like, oh, how are we going to make it 4 years until Donald Trump comes back? Well, the way that we're going to make it 4 years till Donald Trump comes back is to give these people the opportunity to govern the way that they actually want to govern. Notice that before Donald Trump, they did not govern the way they wanted to govern. They governed in a way so you wouldn't notice what they were doing to you. And they did it very incrementally, a little bit at a time where you wouldn't notice, kind of like boiling the frog slowly in the pot. Well, now we've given an opportunity to put it right in front of you. No, You see, this isn't what they thought the way they were doing it before. This is what they really want, what they're doing now. Now you're getting a huge heaping helping of deep state corruption and hypocrisy. Just like we say all the time here, there's no better red pill than a good dose of hypocrisy whenever you're open to seeing it. And right now it's really hard for the center and center left to ignore what they are seeing every day.
One of the things that is a reality is people now say to me and to others that why did we have to move because no Americans are being attacked? Why did we withdraw those? Why did we agree to withdraw 2,500 troops? No Americans are being attacked. The reason they weren't being attacked was part of an agreement that Trump had made a year earlier. We will leave by May 1st as long as there's no attack on Americans in that year period.
That was Dan Scavino.
You were saying.
There's another Dan Scavino right here. Is this a Biden rally? I'm not sure.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war, you can talk the guy, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, you can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck, dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame,
yeah,
and the world's gonna know your name. Cause you're fine with the God's strength,
yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Yeah.
And you'll be on the walls of the
home. You can go the distance, you can run the mile, you can walk straight through hell with a smile.
You could be the hero, you could go breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name,
yeah.
Cause you're fine with the cross flame,
yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name,
yeah.
And you'll be on the walls of the Hall of Fame.
Champion.
Be a champion.
Be a champion. Be a champion.
2023 is pain. That's our friend Saul, Salient Green Productions from Dan Scavino. Awesome, Shady Groove. I thought that was a Biden rally there at first.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to tell unless you moved the people out of the way to see if there were white circles on the ground.
That's right. And Shady Groove, that's what we do. So what you have to understand, and, you know, we followed the bloodlines. A lot of your friends and family don't understand the bloodlines. President Donald Trump understands the bloodlines. He understands the business of America. He understands the United States of America Corporation, guys. He understands the United States of America and Body Politic Trust. He understands how to get our country from the grip of the bloodlines and the deep state. He understands how to do it. We saw it happen in 4 years, less than 4 years. We were regaining control. They took it back by cheating. We need to get them back to finish the job. There's no doubt about it. Then maybe Ron DeSantis can be, you know, clean because he's not under the thumb of deep state globalist Shady Groove.
They won't want in them. You know, at that point, they will not want Ron DeSantis whatsoever. If they can't utilize him to be a cudgel against Trump, they'll drop him like a wet rag.
Oh, I thought I was going to have to beep you.
I stopped short.
You know what I mean?
This is an announcement of your personal broadcasting system.
Please leave your name and number after the beep. All right, guys. So that's MG it, guys. Show. We're going to use code MG Show, and we'll be right back. Shady Groove, mg.show/donate, guys. If you guys want to donate, we really appreciate it. Rumble Rants, thank you. God bless you all. Get a shirt.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words in the Matrix, the threeaces.com.
Can you hear me running? Mean tweets!
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there, and none of them worked. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented pill adjusts your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position. So you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen for only $27.98. Or my Premium King, only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
deplorable, and we love the name. Got the bodies in the dirt, needing someone to blame. A patch of the greed and money to spare. They put the dollars in the coffers.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com. We can hear you.
You tried to stop us from going to the White House, but I'm president and they're not.
Boom.
We are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake. Their agenda is not your agenda.
Very, very stupid.
They want you to think we're all crooked. We're not.
It's Russia.
The Russians and the Russians.
Presidency is effectively a Russian op.
Political hurricane is out there to seize for him. We'll call it Hurricane Vladimir.
U.S. president possibly working for the Russians.
Donald Trump has been a Russian intelligence asset since 1987.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
There's outright treason. I mean, there is no question. He has no idea that
right.
He's going down.
There is a reason why Donald Trump fears Robert Mueller in front of the TV cameras with the nation's attention turned to him.
It's called a coup d'etat, which is a French for
part of the
just relax, take it easy, take your time,
because it's much more
come on, try getting it out,
and that's beyond my purview. I'm not gonna speak to that.
You can't speak to that.
You're fired. You
fired. Yeah, that's epic. Donald J. Trump right there showing everybody who he really is. Amazing, amazing.
Love that guy. Love our no.
Oh, there he is.
What?
Okay.
I was waiting.
I thought it went away.
You talk and I and then I talk and then it's we do it live. this is happening right now. Jim Jordan released this before the hearing on the Biden administration's border crisis.
Chaos on our southern border is not an accident. It's intentional. It's by design.
What I would do as president is several more things. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
Fentanyl coming across our border like we've never seen before.
Do you believe that right now there's a crisis at the border?
I think that the answer is no.
Fentanyl is taking the opioid epidemic to a new level of urgency. The DEA has warned rainbow fentanyl appears to be a method used by the drug cartels to enhance the appeal of fentanyl, particularly for kids.
Fentanyl deaths are on the rise, with an alarming number of cases being among young children.
Fentanyl deaths among children are rising faster than any other age group.
Illicit use of the synthetic opioid painkiller has ravaged the United States. Mexican drug cartels now see huge profits and an addicted market for the drug.
There are more deaths of fentanyl than COVID, guys.
Yeah. A lot more. And there's a lot of activity. There's a lot of activity around it too. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, like with this whole emergency authorization thing that they just pushed back to May 11th. You know, that's effectively so that they can continue to pay for this stuff. Once that authorization ends, it's going to be no more free vaccine, no more free testing. All of this stuff is going to go away. And then, you know, are you going to go pay for a test? Are you going to go pay for a COVID test to be tested? Think about the way that they engineered this massive psyop on society, what it really took to do it.
And every single Democrat voted not to talk about ending the COVID-19 crisis. Every single
100%.
100%. Because they're paid for by foreign billionaires. Because we found out the Arabella advisors. Nobody else really is talking about it, but we need to. You need to understand the Arabella advisors organization, because that's how they fund it. That's how they funded the voting boxes, guys. That's how they funded everything. That's how they funded Mark Elias. I mean, you know, ngshow.link/Arabella, all lowercase, will get you to that reporting that we did on that. Very amazing. You know, so we've got that happening. We've got, oh, it, by the way, I wanted to just really quick. I think I just retruthed this. This is, hang on. My computer just went black. Okay. So this is Donald J. Trump. He just retruthed, you know, Trump goes all American and neutral. So Truth Social profile right here. President Trump let his patriotism shine through a new profile picture switch on his Truth Social account, right there. But look at this, Shady. Remember all these, you know, Q posts and, you know, all the, you know, it's very amazing, guys. Connecting the dots. 5-5, Terry Dalton. Very good. Cheers to you. pretty interesting stuff, guys. I'm saying that, you know, we have the the red, white, and blue Punisher, guys. We it's the war face, you know. War face is in Q drops as well. I mean, Shady Groove, I think it's historic.
It is historic because you've never seen before what you're getting ready to see. That is why it's historic. You think that you've watched a political campaigns before, and you have, but you've never seen one that literally is going to levy the type of influence and the type of truth that Donald Trump is getting ready to bring out. And he is seeding that future with these little videos. I mean, we played at the second hour. If you missed the second hour of the show, I recommend you going back for the whole show if you missed it, but the second hour, especially yesterday, because you're seeing him set this tone. This tone is being set. This is not like whenever he came down the escalator. Remember, we didn't really have the ability to set the tone. We didn't have the ability to control the narrative. Now you are in control of the narrative. The truth is in control of the narrative. They keep trying to insert all these things into it. They can't penetrate the truth because propaganda can't stand up to the truth whenever it's put up side by side to look at. And the amount of things that he can do for us has never been done before by a presidential person running for president, simply because they've all been controlled. You know, all of these people were controlled. You know, you were just talking about the Dems. And, you know, like, they would be in trouble if they voted against their overlords.
They might end up Arkansided.
it happens fast.
A Democrat senator that voted against, or, you know, found dead with a shotgun blast to the back of the head. Yeah.
Suicide.
This is another one. This is another possible Q proof. This is Congress, Governor, you know, the bill. This is a resolution on 610, 9/11, right? Do it, Q, with that proof there, which is 610, S Res 610 is a resolution urging the release of information regarding the September 11th, 2021 terrorist attack upon the United States. Pretty interesting. So that's interesting. That was from Share Free, S-H-E-R, Free on Truth Social. And I also retruthed it as well. So thank you very much for that. Interesting, dasting to say the least. Shady, I really quick want to hit on, for some reason, my computer's freezing up a little bit, but I want to hit on a little bit, a couple of the posts that were being posted around on some of the big Anon accounts, Shady. It's pretty interesting that people have not really followed the bloodlines. You know, most of the big Anons have not followed the bloodlines at all. And maybe it's because they don't understand it. Maybe it's because of, you know, a variety of things. I don't know. Let me just try to see. My computer is running slow. But see what happened, Shady? I'm black right now. There I am. Okay. So I really want to quickly just let you know about this stuff, because it's kind of interesting. This is what I'm doing.
You're trying to tell us.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you were trying to tell us.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you were trying to tell us you were identifying as an African American there for a second.
So Julian's rum right here on Truth Social thinks that this is the beginning of C19. 23andMe gives Pfizer access to its genome database. You know, if Julian's rum, and I like Julian's rum, so don't take me the wrong way, guys. But what I did is I followed the bloodline, Shady, myself, and everybody here, the Lee bloodline, Wu Zi. Wu Zi is G.E. Lee, okay? Wu Zi Labs, okay? Wu Zi Aptech, Wu Zi Labs, Wu Zi Healthcare, Wu Zi, G.E. Lee. That is a bloodline from Lee Ka-shing. There's Lee Ka-shing. They are genetics. Today, it's called, you know, genetic therapy. It's called mRNA, whatever it is. The Lee family has also proved to be some of the greatest scientists in the field of genetic research. Genetic research has been an avid interest of the satanic hierarchy. Cho Hao Lee is a world-famous biochemist and endocrinologist. Another of the Lee family is known to be doing robotics research at the University of Southern California. And then look at this. Pfizer has a company called Pfizer Pharmaceutical Wu Zi Co. Limited. That's biotech and pharma. 91995. And oh, by the way, Wu Zi Healthcare invests in genome test maker 23andMe. Is that a boom, guys? You know, wouldn't it be great if people understood this?
It would be, because more people would recognize the comms or the communications that are coming out from these bloodline families. I mean, we're seeing it every day. I mean, look at, you know, just for instance, the video that we went through that Dan Scavino put out, connected to the bloodlines, whenever it was I can't think of the name of it, with the waves crashing against the shore, you know, Mahalo, yeah. France, Mahalo, like, you know, like all these different communications that come out, we find these connections absolutely fascinating. Like, wow, oh my God. And everybody else seems to kind of breeze right over it.
Yep. And not a retruth from Julian's rum either, because he's, you know, Badlands Media now. He loves the Burning Bright and all those guys. But guys, I want to ask you a favor. I am going to copy this link in Rumble. I want you guys to get over there and retruth it and comment, guys. There it is right there. If you find that was valuable, he did another one, Shady Groove. He did another truth that was interesting. He said this. Let me go to the actual truth. Here it is. So he said this. This is Jillian's rum. This is Lauren Gunderson, wife of Nathan Wolf, the founder of Metabiota. Well, he is not the founder of Metabiota. He's the CEO. The founder of Metabiota is Rosemont Seneca. Rosemont Seneca is Joe Biden's son and John Kerry's son. Okay?
Correct.
So there is misinformation. Yeah, sorry, Jillian. So, but did you also know, somebody said, whoa, in the Matrix. I said, we did that years ago. Actually, almost a year ago. This is Ghislaine Maxwell and Nathan Wolf. Did you know about that? You know, it's interesting how people don't retruth our stuff, man. What? Because I don't like Badlands Media and don't believe in devolution. You're not going to retruth me? Whatever, dude. Because we've got the information right here, Shady.
And it doesn't matter, because the people will eventually see. The reason that we were given this precursor, the reason that we were given this insight to understand it, is because this is eventually where the conversation is going to land. There is no other place for the conversation to land. We could talk about all of this stuff all you want till the cows come home, but the truth of the matter is, it's exactly what Jeff just said. Who started it? Hunter Biden, Christopher Hines, Devin Archer. Those were the people that started it, not the CEO that's currently managing it, put in the managerial position. You have to. Okay.
And Lee, the bloodline. And it's always been the Lee bloodline, Shady.
And you know, it's interesting.
Thank you. and it's always been China. In fact, that was a Q proof, actually by Q Plus. Q Post 300 tells you about what the bloodline is, Shady. It tells you, you know, Q alerts. Let me just go there real quick. Q alerts.app, right? Let's look up Q Post 300. So what happened, Shady? What happened was, is to President Donald Trump was asked about Q, and he said 300 miles. It's all about the numbers. 300 miles of wall have been built. It's the first time he said 300. It's always been 200 and something, right? 300 miles. It's all about the numbers. As he said, you know, what do you think about QAnon, blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, I don't think they like what's going on in those cities and everything. So I went to Q Post 300. Can you find a pic of Alawite Hussein or Clinton or other U.S. politicians? L period. Heard you can't sleep anymore. Don't come here again. Q. So I found a pic of all these people with a Lee. This is your missing I, folks. Heard you can't sleep anymore. Lee Ka-shing. Let's just put, you know, can't sleep, C-A-N. T can't sleep. L I K A S H I N G. Tycoon Lee Ka-shing admits he can't sleep for worry about Hong Kong.
Number one result.
Yeah, right. And then, you know, don't come here again. Remember the China ban that was right around, you know, that's what happened later. The China ban, don't come here again. Q. So that, in my opinion, Shady, was actually something, you know, pretty big. And then the 300. So, Shady, what happened after that? Didn't President Trump go into Walter Reed, and he did a video, says, hey, I'm going to be gone to Walter Reed, you know, never forget. And I did a thread about never forget. If you put never forget in the Q post, you pretty much get a 40,000 foot view of what Q and the president was all about, thanking even up to you and I, the Anons and the Patriots. Then what happened next, Shady? 300 minutes later.
Yep, it was but the 300 minutes or the 5 hours in between the two posts. He gave an exact delta. I think that it was 13 minutes after the hour, 11:13, and then 5 hours later at 3:13 or 4:13, he did another post. It was an exact 300 minutes in between those two correspondences.
That's right. And he said this. He said, going well, I think. Thank you to all. Love and 3 exclamation points. But we put it in a text editor, and it said, going wee-ly, I think. Thank you to all. Love and 3 exclamation points.
Now, what are the odds of that, ladies and gentlemen? Just take that for face value just a second and recognize what we're saying here. And that second post that marked the 300-minute delta from the first post on that same day, this was the post that he made, going wee lee. He did not say well. Looks like well, because the I is a capital I, W-E-L, capital I. And then you put it in the text format, and it shows you that that is actually wee lee. So those are some of the amazing things that we see here whenever we follow the bloodlines.
Take it from Lee.
In this critical effort. My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us. So please do the right thing. But just don't take it from me.
Oh, a little Freudian slip, huh? Sounds like that was written by a Chinese communist. Now, you know, I'm sure Lee doesn't have much more than that. I mean, you know, look at, you know, Wu Zi, which is G.E. Lee. I mean, look at all the people in Pfizer, guys. This is these are the people that are in Pfizer, right? The Lees, the 70 members of the Pfizer investment board, and they're members of the Communist Party with Pfizer, folks, 23andMe, all of it. Then you hear about Bohai Harvest. Bohai Harvest is the ones that got the contract in Afghanistan after they gave away our military, folks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very interesting. People have no idea what's happening. And here is, you know, this is, dear Mr. George Messeries, Robert Hunter Biden is no longer serves as an unpaid director on the board of Bohai Harvest Shanghai Equity Investment Fund. Who signed it? Jonathan Lee, L.I. You just can't make all this stuff up, guys.
No. All we can do is notice more, which is seemingly what we do is we notice something else that nobody seems to pay attention to.
Well, we're ignored because, you know, I don't know, maybe because of this stuff. I have no idea. But it'd be great to get on the same page with all of the real Anons out there. And who was the lady that came over with the vaccine? What was her last name? The first one that came over with the flu. Her last name was what, Shady?
Lee.
Ah! Imagine that.
And it happened to be at the Evergreen Nursing Home, right, as well.
Right. And let's do that, too. Somebody just reminded me of that. Let's look up Lee Labs. Do you think Lee Labs are in? They're not. Oh, where? Wow. Lee Labs. Lee Lab here. There's Lee Joan Lab. It's a multidisciplinary cohort. Here's Lee Labs at USF, University of South Florida. Here's Lee Lab here. Here's Lee Lab there. Here's Lee Lab. There's Lee Lab. Lee Lab. Lee Lab. Lee Lab. Lee Lab. Lee Lab. Interesting. University of Connecticut. How about Lee Lab USC? This is where they allegedly where the Lee went to college at USC. Here's Lee Labs. Their stem cell overview, guys. Lee Labs. And he's a Lee. Imagine that. So anyways, you know, it's very interesting how that, you know, happens, how all this happens, Shady. You know, it's an honor to be with you all every day. Thank you guys very much for being here and spreading this show, because I think we have some pretty amazing digs.
I think we have you to attribute our listenership. I think that a lot of the people that come here to the show every day are here because of someone else that is watching or listening to the show has recommended this broadcast to them. And, you know, we really just are trying to look at the things that everybody wants to ignore. You know, all of this stuff that people act like you can't tell what's going to happen or what's been going on. I mean, even right now with what you're seeing happening in the news stories that are coming out about Russia and Ukraine and attacking Kiev and all these different things that are going on. But what they're not telling you is that the Pentagon and the military industrial complex has been diligently working for the last year to remove those bio labs and to remove those different research projects out of Ukraine into European nations, into Eastern Asia. They're working to get these set up in other places. What is really going on in Taiwan? Why is there such a hubbubaloo about Taiwan? What are you going to see coming up soon in Taiwan? Where you're going to see more of exactly the same as what we're showing you right now. The manufacturing of every superconductor on planet Earth, pretty close, is made in Taiwan. The computer systems, your TVs, your refrigerators, your washing machines, all these things require these semiconductors that are going to be, you know, controlled by the Chinese Communist Party once they take Taiwan, because that I think that's what they're going to do.
I also want to just quickly, just thank you all for your continued support. You know, the Rumble Rants, thank you so much. We love you guys. And, you know, mg.show/donate, get a shirt/shop. You know, please support us in any way you can. We really appreciate it. But Shady, let's turn the tables. Mike is a great sport. Mike Lindell. Use code MGShow at MyPillow.com. In fact, when we play this, we'll have the number up in case you want to call and support Mike Lindell. But he actually was on Jimmy Kimmel, Shady Groove. Did you see any of this?
No, I saw that he was on there, but I didn't get to see the interview yet.
Well, first of all, look at how they made him look.
And we'll get to him in about 20 minutes.
He's in a claw machine. Okay.
What?
Yeah, so let's let's just watch it.
Oh, my God.
Who've come to prominence in the political era.
I don't know if you can fix the volume, Yeti.
He's probably the most enthusiastic to help him overcome his debilitating fear of machines. We have installed him inside a claw machine for his interview tonight. And joining us now from the corner of Donkey Kong and Q-Bert, the My Pillow guy, Mike Lindell. Hello, Mike.
Jimmy Crumble, is that you?
It's me. Well, Mike, first question, Mike, is why do you think people don't take you seriously?
Well, I want to tell you this, Jimmy. Remember, okay, we were kids and we questioned these carnival games, whether they were rigged or not.
Yeah, right.
But when we spoke up back then, we didn't get sued, did we?
Yo, that's right. Hey, Mike, get rid of that kid. Will you give him a toy or something like that?
There you go. You got a winner. It's a rigged game. It's a rigged game. It's a rigged game.
Mike, I know that you're distracted. Now that you're inside one, do you feel differently?
No, same thing. There are computers can be rigged out there. Yeah, absolutely. In elections, you know that.
Did you ask Donald Trump whether you should do this or not? Do you run this sort of thing by him?
No, I didn't, Jimmy. I did this all on my own. I wanted to be on your show. You kept telling me to come on, but you know, I seen the monologue there. You said it's because to put me in here because I wasn't vaccinated. You tricked me. You did it to be funny, huh?
Yeah, no, I didn't want you in there because you weren't vaccinated. I don't know. To be honest, I don't even remember why I decided you should be in there.
Just, no, you said it on your show.
It seemed like a good idea when it happened. I have to say I was very surprised when you said you would do it, but, you know, I put it out there, and so you said yes, so, yeah. I, you know, I'm honoring that commitment that I made on the air. So last week, Mike, you actually during the weekend, you ran for chairman of the Republican National Committee. This is the committee that is kind of in charge of fundraising. It decides where the money goes. It's a very powerful group.
Correct.
And you seemed, by my count, very confident that you had a chance to win this thing. Let's look at the tape.
I'm running for chairman of the RNC, and I plan on winning. And you know what? I plan on winning. I want to win that RNC chair. We're ahead in every single poll out there. I'm 100% all in. And when I go all in, I go all in to win. I just want to win, everybody. Not only am I going to win, but it's going to change real fast.
Are you confident that you can win?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of them are going, do you think you can win? Do you think you win? Of course I'm going to win.
Mike, some of the polls show you winning this.
Oh, yeah, they all do.
Now, Mike, the poll actually did show you as the favorite, right? The Rasmussen poll.
That's correct, yep.
And then this happened.
Mike Lindell received 4 votes. Harmeet Dhillon received 51 votes. And Ronna McDaniel received 111 votes.
Now, does this seem like an indication that maybe your barometer when it comes to voting is off?
No, what it seems like, Jimmy, is that the RNC did, that their representatives didn't listen to the people of our country that wanted a change in the RNC leadership, because I was the top of all the polls. I almost doubled both of them combined in the Rasmussen report, which came out last Thursday, the day before the vote. So they, you know, I didn't realize that they, you know, that they would, I would think that they would have went with what the people wanted because they represent the people.
Do you believe this was a rigged election too?
No, absolutely not, Jimmy, because there was no machines involved. It was paper ballots hand counted.
Right. Okay. So you lost away, I guess is what you're saying.
Well, I don't know. If I'd have had machines, somebody could have filled with the numbers, right?
You distrust machines. Does that extend to like sewing machines? Yeah. Tell me, like, what about ice machines? You okay with those?
Jimmy, you know what? I'm okay. You know, you can make fun of that, but we know the machines I'm talking about are voting machines, computers used in elections, because we want to have elections and not selections.
So not like the George Foreman lean mean grilling machine would not be on your list of things to melt down and make into prison bars.
No, just the voting machines. We got enough of them to melt down into prison bars.
Gloria Stefan and the Miami Sound Machine. They're cool, right?
What's that?
I said Gloria Stefan and the Miami Sound Machine.
I can't hear you, Jimmy. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. It turns out you're locked inside a claw machine. You know, one of the differences between you and the claw machine is claw machines let go. And you will not let go of this voting thing, will you?
Never. I want to help save our country, and I love our country. I love the people in our country, and we've got to get rid of the computers in our elections.
Mike, I have to tell you, and I mean this sincerely, I believe that you believe this stuff. I believe that you are really convinced that the evidence that you've presented is nonsensical, but I do believe that you are convinced that there is some kind of a conspiracy or malfunction or whatever the case may be. I don't believe that Donald Trump believes that. I think Donald Trump is lying when he says he thinks the election was rigged. I think Giuliani is lying when he says it. I think Carrie Lake is lying. I think for them, these are just excuses for losing an election. What do you say to that?
Well, I say, Jimmy, no judge in the United States has looked at the evidence. They've all kicked the can on standing. No one has ever looked at the evidence based on merit. And I'm just going to keep sounding the alarm until somebody looks at it. We gave it to the Facebook fact checkers, Alan Duke. He looked at it and now he just went away because he knows it was true.
But the Supreme Court,
I say to you, Jimmy, I'll give the evidence to you. We'll come back 2 months later. I'll pay for your cyber guy if the show can't afford it. But we'll have him check it out. You know, you're getting a big audience tonight, so you could afford it.
Mike, you see that little girl with that little girl with the overalls on? That's our cyber guy.
You're looking good. You're good.
How much has this crusade cost you personally, Mike?
Over 40 million, and that's counting building your great network you watch all the time, Jimmy.
That's right.
LTV, that's part of the cost.
I'm your number one fan,
yes,
that's for sure. There's no question about that. Your MyPillows used to be in Costco, they used to be in Walmart, they used to be in Macy's, Bed Bath & Beyond, etc.
Where the heck are they? Hello? Is anybody? Where the heck is anybody?
Oh my goodness, it's another Mike Lindell.
Oh, no, Jimmy. It's Jimmy Crumple. I can't handle it right now. I don't got time for you. I'm looking for the law offices of Dave & Buster's.
Well, no, Mike. Dave & Buster's isn't a law firm. It's like a Chuck E. Cheese for adults who enjoy wrestling.
Well, I'm being sued for $1.3 billion, and I need some representation. So it's right here in the law. So. Jingling Jehoshaphat, how did I get in there? What kind of dark magic is that play?
Mike, you agreed to be, well, one of the mics agreed to be interviewed in the claw machine, so.
I knew it! It's the machine! It's the Antifa Chinese devil crazy, and they trapped me inside. Don't worry, you sweet boy. I got a pillowcase full of quarters right here. Here, try the machine. Here, it's rigged.
They take credit cards. They don't take pillowcases, Mike.
It's just a self-defense technique.
Okay, all right.
I'm not going to use no card on these. I'll get you up. Don't worry, I'll get you up, sweet boy.
It's a rigged machine. The animals are
jammed it up. The door's not going to work. I just need another bag of pillows.
You're winning.
You have another pillowcase full of quarters?
I eat all of my suppers out of vending machines. You know that as much as I do. Shield your eyes. I'm coming for you. I'm going to get you back in that ice hole real quick. And smash this crab grabber to smithereens.
Right. Hey. Don't hurt Mike. All right.
Just come on.
And security, please take the other Mike Lindell out of this.
Come on.
Mike, one more thing. Have you met this guy, George Santos?
No.
What do you think of him?
Wait, is that the guy that was just here?
No. That's a different guy. All right, Mike. Well, thank you, Mike, for, you know what? I have to say one thing about you is you are definitely committed, and you should probably be committed, to be honest with you. Mike Lindell, everybody, the MyPillow guy.
Mike Lindell, what a great sport. Jimmy Kimmel. You can screw off, man. It was kind of funny. And, you know, maybe that was a little bit of a red pill for everybody watching it. I don't know. But very, very interesting that that happened, Shady Groove, what he did to Mike Lindell. And Mike Lindell was a great sport.
And he always is. And that is Mike, the Mike Lindell that we know and love here, you know. But let's just, you know, take a second back of what you just saw there. How many other people do you know that put $40 million into trying to fix this? You know, I mean, that was his money. You want to talk about politicians and the way that they act and they virtue signal and they say they're going to do this and they say they're going to do that. And I'm not saying that all the money that he spent maybe was on the right area. I don't know exactly what he spent it on, but the reality is he spent his money. He didn't go lobbying, trying to raise other people's money. He spent his money believing in what he believes in. And if we had a larger group of wealthy people in America doing that, we probably wouldn't be in this situation to begin with, to tell you the truth.
Right. It's crazy. you know, and, you know, we're looking at all this stuff happening right now today. It's all connected. The vote stealing is connected. Everything is connected. The Biden documents, the Ukraine documents burnt in Ukraine on the first day of the war. Trump's documents, Pence's documents, personal papers with his personal papers. Pence even said that on live TV, which was interesting. P_PERS. Remember that from the Q posts. There's articles of impeachment happening against Mayorkas right now. Check that out. Check it out.
This is the nightmare that the Democrats have unleashed upon our country. And the laws that we'll write in the House, I'm afraid, are not going to survive the Democratic Senate or get Joe Biden's signature. So the situation is going to continue to escalate and continue to worsen.
Many Republicans in Congress seem intent on demonizing migrant families and asylum seekers, portraying them as fentanyl traffickers and violent criminals.
Now, as I mentioned, this is the first hearing on the border. Next Tuesday, House Oversight Chairman James Comer will hold a separate hearing. This time, he will have border agents here on the Hill to testify. And also, John, as you mentioned, we're expecting Congressman Andy Biggs here any moment now this afternoon to introduce articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He would become the second Republican to do so in just a one-month period of time. No word yet, though, as of right now, as to when the conference might actually move forward with a vote on this. John?
All right. We know that you'll keep watching it for
us.
Well,
we're going to keep watching, too. And he needs to be impeached right now for allowing all this fentanyl. I mean, we could have terrorists coming through the borders. We got MS-13. We've got people from other countries, God knows from where. You know, this is not a joke, Mayorkas. This is not a joke, Biden. You know, but they get paid for this drug trade. I bet they get 10% for the big guy, don't they, Shady?
Yeah, they absolutely do. They get 10% for the big guy. And it's not just the southern border now. You know, now they've escalated the encroachment from the northern border. So a lot of the illegal people that are in Canada are now coming through the northern border, the same as they are through the southern border. And I think it's like over 200 countries have been identified as people fleeing to or from, you know, Mexico's border into America within just the last 2 years. Think about that. 200. Remember, do you guys happen to remember in early 2001, whenever they claimed that, you know, all these terrorists were here and they were going to hurt you and they were going to set up all of these different shenanigans and you were going to be the target of it. And oh my God, look, they just took down the two biggest buildings in New York City. Well, now, where is that conversation? Are you seeing that conversation anywhere? Are you seeing anyone in the administration, the Pentagon, the DOD, the State Department, the FBI, the CIA? You seen one of those people anywhere talking about the threat to our society from unknowns crossing that border? When an unknown crosses the border and isn't interacted with by a federal official, you don't know what they're carrying. You have no idea what these people are carrying. You don't know what group they're in. You don't know what they're setting up. You don't know how they're coordinating with people that are already in the country, which I think is a big thing that a lot of people are missing. The cartels aren't just in Mexico. They're in America organizing on both sides of the border.
That's right. Real quick, Cheesehead, love you guys. Come on, Patriots, 8 more to go. That's a $100 Rumble rant. Thank you so much. We got Mick. Do not tread on my claw machine, Keck. And Cheshire Cat. No. Hey, Moy's friend, here's 17.
Oh! He did it.
We earned that 17 bucks. Make it big
again. Go ahead.
He did it.
Make it big again. There you go.
That's not a good look. Media Matters is going to run red shot with that.
I like this one. I like Media Matters.
This last night from the real Toria Brooke, just in, Tucker Carlson refers to the government as lizard overlords.
Love it. Not the first time.
Tell me what you can eat was kind of a crazy idea. But now our lizard overlords have decided no more meat for you. Eat bugs instead. No one eats bugs. They won't do that voluntarily, so they're just quietly putting in a two-package snack. You should know if you're eating bugs. And we're going to tell you after the break when you are.
Wow. Lizard overlord, Shady. Hilarious.
It's not the first time he said that.
I love that. We'll and that was from the real Toria Brooke. Go follow the real Toria Brooke on Truth Social. You know, we've got this right here too. We've got Durham is in the news, Shady Groove. They're talking. Chairman Dick Durbin announced Monday that his panel will review alleged abuses in Special Counselor John Durham's investigation into the FBI's 2016 Russia and election interference probe. Maybe we, the people, should probe you, Dick Durbin.
I bet there was none of that in the Mueller probe.
Mueller probe. I just don't like probes.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. But so, the lizard overlords, the lizard overlords, though, they kind of like those probe things.
They might think differently. And no more tips for making my head big. Come on, man. Stolen elections. And this is from Carrie Lake. Stolen elections have consequences, folks.
I said it for 2 years. And these guys, you know, with CNN and MSNBC called me an election denier. I tried to call it out since 2020, what I saw on November 3rd. Stolen elections have consequences. Our country's being dragged into the mud right now. We've got a terrible withdrawal from Afghanistan. 13 of our finest were killed. We've sent more than $100 billion to Ukraine while our southern border is wide open. We have fentanyl pouring in, killing a young generation, hundreds of thousands of people dying. Our streets are filled with people who are homeless with no hope. Our schools are brainwashing our children. And the border is out of control. And it's not just affecting Arizona. This is why every state I've been going to, I've been to a whole bunch of states, they're saying, keep on fighting. We have to secure that border. And we're going to win this in court. We're going to get in there and we're going to save Arizona. Because these people will destroy our state. If you saw Katie Hobbs' plan, her budget, is to take $40 million out of helping secure our border with the Border Strike Force. She immediately took down the barrier that Ducey finally put up in the final days of his administration. She took that down. And we have wide open gaps. People are pouring in. Children are being trafficked. People are being trafficked. Drugs are pouring in. At the same time, she's taken any money we spend at crisis pregnancy centers where we see scared, frightened women who are pregnant who want to keep their baby. She's pulling that money, yanking that money, and sending it over into abortion clinics. Wow. This woman is depraved. This woman is depraved, and that's why we got to stop this.
We got to stop it, and, you know, we can see the same thing happening with the Biden administration. I mean, you're just looking at that. So now we've got nationally, now you've got locally in Arizona, in your state. I mean, my God, when does it end?
Well, it's crazy, but isn't it good? You know, I mean, we have Donald Trump, who's not in the White House, and he's standing up for America outside of that position. And now Carrie Lake, who is really the elected governor of Arizona, well, she's not quitting and going home and back to sewing or her daily life or whatever the heck it is that she does every day. She's continuing to fight, and she's paying attention to what Katie Hobbs is doing so that she can further enlighten people as to what's really going on, because, you know, the Arizona media aren't going to report it. The Arizona legislature aren't going to look into it. So who is the mouthpiece there? Now we have Carrie Lake as a mouthpiece in Arizona to explain to people what it is that Katie Hobbs is doing and how she's doing it wrong in real time as she's moving her case up the chain to the Supreme Court, which I do think that it will get there. Simply because we said and watched it. If you guys all were here a few weeks ago, or a month and a half ago, whatever it was, we watched her presentation. We watched the lawyers present to the judge. And I think that every single person in this audience, had they been the person sitting there in that robe, would have allowed that case, would have agreed with Carrie Lake and not dismissed that case. And instead he did dismiss it because, you know, like we were saying earlier about the Democrat Party, if they vote out of line, then they're out of a job. I would imagine, you know, it's the exact same thing with these lawyers and judges.
Not just out of a job, maybe, you know, Arkansas, and, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Might be out of a life. You know what I'm saying?
Today's word is scale, Shady Groove. But speaking of lizard overlords,
as the EPA administrator, I typically enter the room and know more about water policy than other principals. Not so with the vice president. You know, I really am excited. It is a transformative moment. And I'm excited as EPA administrator about the relationships we have with our state, local, and regional partners. You know, can you talk to us a little bit about, and you and I've talked about this, the importance of these partnerships, but also public-private partnerships.
Yeah.
This is going to be a train wreck.
Way to go, frankly, because, you know, first of all, we as the government, and in particular the federal government, we have the unique ability to scale. But it is in these other sectors that you have a certain depth of skill.
Scale.
And knowledge that coupled then with our ability to scale can really again scale. Be transformative. I think of it in terms of a number of things. So let's just start with jobs. I know we have labor leaders here. I'm telling you, I'm on a quiet or maybe not so quiet mission to try and visit every local IBEW in the country. You know, the work that is happening through, for example, that union that is about skills development, 4-year apprenticeship.
So the word of the day is scale, Shady Groove.
I got that memo.
She
had another little thing yesterday where she was up there talking about the astronauts, and then she was like, and then it launched. Like she'd never seen a rocket launch before in her life, man. I mean, the lady is off her meds big time. If she even has any meds.
Binoculars. Oh, there's North Korea. And the binoculars had the oh, my God.
Cap on it.
By the way, Shady Groove, feds charge ABC producer, Shady Groove, for feds charge former ABC producer with transportation of child pornography. James Gordon Meek resigned abruptly from his job shortly after federal agents raided his Arlington, Virginia home in April of 2022. And this is February 1st, 2023. Interesting. There he is. I like child porn. I produce your news. Is the picture being painted, guys?
The government run by trafficking pedophiles, by any chance? Yeah. It's just me.
So they raided Meek's home, and prosecutors say they found a trove of pornographic images on the producer's iPhone 8, iPhone 6, and an external hard drive and laptop depicting the abuse of children as young as a toddler. Oh, my God. Just gross, guys. These are the people giving you the news.
Well, they're also the ones that are telling you that you have to follow their moral compass. You know, they're the ones telling you to put on that mask. They're the ones telling you to get that vaccine. They're the ones telling you that, you know, you're not allowed to talk about things that we say that are off the radar here. You know, you're only allowed to play if we control the rules. Is what they're saying. The Constitution in America be damned.
Yep. Rules for thee, Shady Groove. Right? Yep. Not for me.
Over and over and over.
This is from the Red Pill Pusher yesterday, Shady. This is very interesting. This is Donald J. Trump and timestamps for some of these videos. If you look at it, this is 3:48. It talks about trip codes. This is 3:57, also trip codes. And this is 4:12, also trip codes. You know, the theory is Q having a hard time posting to the boards, guys? We don't know.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah, very, very,
very great. Great observation, Red Pill Pusher, because, you know, like the boards were extra active last night as we were kind of like, I was reading into what you posted and thinking, man, it looks like the Q is either trying to post or indicating that he can't post, which would be a few of those posts that are about the trip code there, because whenever Q would change the trip code, he would utilize his main board to update us that the code was going to change before it would change on the front facing posts.
Maybe they need to
scale
up their server capacity.
Okay. I see what you did there.
And by the way, this is awesome. So Nicole, thank you. Crushed bug additive is now included in pizza, pasta, and cereals across the EU, Shady Groove. As of yesterday, a food additive made out of powdered crickets began appearing in foods from pizza to pasta to cereals across the European Union. Guys, is that good? Are you guys want to eat all that? You want to eat bugs, guys?
I'm going to go. You're not going to like this one. But if you're going to eat bread and pasta, it's better to eat bread and pasta that's made from a cricket than it's made from regular white flour. I hate to say that, but that is true. He's beeping me out every time.
That's what I want to hear.
I thought you were going to swear. I didn't know. I was
scale.
I'm worried. No.
Oh, scale.
In other news that you can't make up, this is interesting. California cops shoot dead a double amputee, 36, as he tries to run away from them on his stumps. Police department says officers feared he was going to throw the knife at them.
I'm stumped.
I mean, taser anyone? I mean, they opened fire on this guy,
a
folks.
Bag?
I mean,
look, can't you put a bag on him or something? I mean, look at this.
Look, he's running away.
Oh,
help.
God, this is horrible.
Open fire on him. I mean, what are you guys talking about, man? I mean, if two armed police officers cannot take a knife away from a dude that's in a wheelchair and obviously mentally has issues in front, this is in front of the police officer. This is in front of the police station, Shady.
I think the guy had a complaint and they killed him. I'm pretty sure that they killed him, dude.
They killed him. Yeah.
They say he had a knife. I mean, we saw this story yesterday. I was like, unless the guy is like an expert hatchet thrower, you shouldn't be worried about a dude with no legs having a knife. What the hell?
So here it is. Lo Jr. had just stabbed someone unprovoked. According to the police department, he was trying to run away from two officers on Thursday. First, they tried to tase him, chasing him as he ran down the sidewalk away from the wheelchair he leaped from. I mean, oh, geez, guys, I'm telling you right now. So Lo jumped out of his wheelchair and was trying to flee from officers on his stumps, guys. And they killed
him. They shot him.
Being dead. He was pronounced dead at the scene, Shady Group. There he is. Now we got, you know, he lost his legs recently, according to family. They say he was murdered. Are they setting up more Antifa stuff, Shady Group? I mean, it's crazy. I'm sorry. You just can't make this kind of stuff up. I mean, what is wrong with policing, Shady Group? I remember when I was younger, you know, we had police officers able to detain people. Like, you know, one guy could detain a guy. I don't know, Shady.
Well, I mean, we know now some more of the details with this thing that happened in Memphis, and that is not at all what they're saying. Those five men that were that killed that Tyree down there, they were not trained police officers. They had went in to become city officials for some way, and they got qualified. They didn't go through the proper police training. They didn't have police training. As a matter of fact, it's coming out that one of those officers had a relationship with the mother or a wife of the guy that they killed, or baby mama or something. So there's a lot of correlation there that has to do with a personal conflict and non-policing than there is to policing and attacking black people from white supremacy, like they're trying to tell you in the news. It's not really that at all.
It could have been a gang related thing because they hired gang members to be police officers. I mean, is that what we're seeing here? You know,
with that, in California, they're hiring illegal immigrants. They're hiring illegals to be police officers in California. So here we go.
We're going to go out with a new song with Patriot 151. Don't forget, we've got Darren Beatty tomorrow, Trump speechwriter, ex-Trump speechwriter and Patriot, author of the January 6th report. Ooh, he got a lot of heat from that. He's going to be right here on the MG show tomorrow, 12:05. Be here or watch later, Shady Grove, Patriot 151.
Be here.
Climb on board this old Trump train. Free your mind and break free from those chains. Pick yourself up off the ground. You don't need their handout. Just climb on board this old Trump train. Will O'Wake, he was a Republican. He freed the slaves and he gave his lifeblood. Well, O'Wake believed that our freedom came from the good Lord up above, and that everyone in this land deserved to know God's love. So climb on board this old Trump train. Free your mind and break free from those chains. Pick yourself up off the ground. You don't need no handout. Just climb on board this old Trump train. Oh, was a Democrat. He founded the Ku Klux Klan. Now, brother, that's a fact. They terrorized and they realized how to get that noose around their neck. Just turn them all into Democrats. So climb on board this old Trump train. Free your mind and break free from those chains. Pick yourself up off the ground. You don't need no handout. Just climb on board this old Trump train. Now old Trump, he's a Republican, but he ain't no politician. He's just like all of us. He's working for no pay, just to make America great. And it's what you do, it ain't what you say. So climb on board this old Trump train. Free your mind and free yourself from them chains. Pick yourself up off the ground. You don't need no handout. Just climb on board this old Trump train. So climb on board this old Trump train. Free your mind and break free from those chains. Well, pick yourself up off the ground. You don't need no handout. Just climb on board this old Trump train. Well, it's all up to you. Well, what do you got to lose? Climb on board this old Trump train.
Pure Blood Films, tell them the MG Show sent you. God bless you all. Where we go one, we go all. www.mg.show. Boom.